Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Seven and a half to the hour now. It's Monday, the 30th of August. Guess what, Jennifer?
What?
Today.
Don't say it.
Oh, okay. What shall I say? That it's not.
Look,
the
I
last
live in California. The last week of August is okay for me. You live on the East Coast. That means winter's a coming.
Yeah, no. I'll enjoy it with you. I'll enjoy winter with you again this winter. Victoria Keelan is here with Jennifer Horn. How's Jay doing? I didn't put pieces together yet for.
I am better than I was.
You sound better than you are, and you are better than you were. Okay.
Yes.
I kind of like that. All right. So let's get an update from Jay then first on the weather in Tennessee and what happened, the floods that are there, as a sort of an introduction to what Hurricane Ida is doing. Victoria, maybe you can bring us up to date on that. But Jay, first of all, thank you for being here. We missed you last week, even though we got bits and pieces of what was going on with you. So you're feeling better and you're sounding, well, as you just said, you sound better than I feel.
I missed you guys a lot. Yeah, the Waverly floods, really intense. There's still a lot of cleanup efforts. A lot of donations are definitely wanted. And Ida, even though has been downgraded, by the time she makes her way here tonight and kind of through tomorrow, there's potential for some more flooding. So hopefully things are okay, but that Waverly can't get hit like that again. That was really tough. A lot of people were actually saying there's an elementary school where the principal went to the school with one of the teachers and her daughter to check on everything right before the creek started flooding, and they got trapped there. And her big takeaway was, thank God that this didn't happen during school, because they wouldn't have been able to save all those children.
Wow. So what weather system was it? And it sort of caught you by surprise, didn't it? The fact that there was as much rain as there was, short period of time, all the flooding, video, pictures from there, stories from there, certainly seemed to indicate people were not expecting this kind of
It was expected, but not to be as bad as it was. Mm-hmm. They were watching that storm system, and that's one of the things. When it comes to the weather here, things can pop up out of nowhere. There are times where we're all on high alert because we're expecting something big, and then all of a sudden everything breaks and nothing even happens. Yeah. So the weather, when they say the weather changes at the drop of a dime, it really does down here.
Yeah, it does here. It does in a lot of places. Okay, so now let's look ahead as Hurricane Ida comes into, made landfall in Louisiana. Category 4, and the last time I checked, Victoria,
it's been downgraded now. Yeah, when it made landfall yesterday, it was a Category 4. It's now it's down to Category 1. But mm-hmm. in many, many parts of Louisiana, the damage is done. It's I don't know if you had a chance to see some of these images, but
everybody's comparing it to Katrina in a manner of speaking.
Well, it unfortunately, it comes, you know, on the 16th anniversary of Katrina. The major difference is that Katrina, the storm, doesn't actually rank in, like, the top five hurricanes to ever hit Louisiana, but this one is now tied for, apparently, the strongest and largest one.
This one was stronger, but the storm surge wasn't as bad, right? And the levees thankfully, the levees seemed to do more of their job than they did with Katrina.
Right. They invested, $16 billion or something like that after $45 billion after Katrina. So the levees did their part in that sense. Yes, they did not fail like they did before. But the problem, though, is that the storm surge is they're warning that flash flooding is now the next thing that's going to happen. And the storm surge could be up to 12 feet, which is the roof line, and so of most houses, and that's where it gets really dangerous. Now, the other thing that's happened as of last night, the entire city of New Orleans is without power. It's over a million people who have no power. If anyone has any power at all, it's because they have a generator. And hospitals had to move patients around. There were, you know, as we know, Louisiana has a huge COVID problem right now, and so they had patients on ventilators due to COVID, and the power went out, and the ventilators shut off. So So they had manual, they had to have doctors and nurses manually helping people breathe. It's been a really harrowing ordeal. And they had to transfer patients around and move as many people as they could. The governor, you know, which is what the governor the first time around in when Katrina hit, the governor was criticized for not actually requesting that the White House, with George W. Bush in office at the time, that they were too slow to request an emergency disaster declaration. And so this time, this governor got ahead of it, and so that was granted by the White House, and so that frees up some resources. But it's they're not out of the woods yet, even though the storm has slowed down and it's just kind of sitting there now. But they're also in parts of Louisiana are expecting 24 inches of rain today. So and
oh, he's at the other end of these storms.
Yep.
A lot of huge amounts of rain coming. And I wonder what the track is. That's why I wanted to know what if you look at the tracking that's being done by the Hurricane Center, does it go up into the Tennessee Valley? To where you are, and so you get washed out again, GFJ. Have you looked to see whether the track, and sometimes hard to tell because these things, as Victoria indicated, change, they dissipate, but the wind and rain continues. Last week here in New England at the end of the other hurricane, was it George? What was the name of the hurricane last week?
Henri was last week.
Henri, that's it. So there was a lot of wind and rain that went up the Connecticut River Valley. It likes to, or they like to, they follow, like it'll follow the Mississippi River, it'll follow. But isn't the Tennessee River, what goes through Nashville? There's some river I remember going through Nashville, driving through, but I don't remember what river it was. Is it the Tennessee River?
It's not the Tennessee River, and now I'm mind blanking too. I can't think of what it is, but we are expecting Ida to come through here tonight and early tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm. So what
will I do? If it keeps going, you know, we'll get some rain on. I'm in New Jersey, so we'll get rain between Wednesday and Thursday. And Doug, you might get something the day after if
Thursday,
there's anything
looks like,
you know left to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yep. All right. Well, hold it.
Cumberland River.
The people.
That's it. Sorry.
What's it called? The Cumberland.
The Cumberland.
River.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. That was the Cumberland Gap. Was where all of the settlers who were going west, they went through the Cumberland Gap in order to head west, because it was easy, obviously, to get through there rather than going over the mountains. The Cumberland Gap. You remember all of that from when you were studying U.S. history in school, ladies? Come on, you must remember.
No.
Not much.
I don't remember.
I know
Cumberland, Tennessee.
Cumberland
I mean,
is mentioned a lot in country songs, so.
Yeah.
That was my problem. I always immediately think Chattahoochee, and I know it's not the Chattahoochee, and then my mind goes blank of what it actually is. Cumberland.
Give me church on the Cumberland Road. That's a good one.
There you go. Have to remember that one. 13 after the hour on the DJV program, Jennifer, Victoria J., and Doug, the situation in Kabul, situation in Afghanistan, situation with Americans. Apparently, the joint agreement allows the continuing evacuation of Americans, right? Past tomorrow. It was supposed to be a hard, you get out or you'll be in trouble. Last time I heard, there were 300 or 400 Americans that were still there. But thousands have gotten out. 97 countries have reached agreement with the Taliban. And so
I heard we're down to 150 Americans.
Maybe it was yesterday. It may have been 300.
But those are, and those are the ones who we know about. I mean, there are a lot of them. That, and that's been the criticism, is that the State Department only knows the people that are registered with it. So, it, you know, we don't really know how many people are legitimately.
Why would you be an
stuck.
Unregistered American in Afghanistan?
God, I don't know, Victoria. I have no idea.
That would be the last thing that I would want to be.
I don't know. I mean, I love the people that went there and, you know, were trying to engage in humanitarian efforts and stuff, but whew, they're better than I am, because I don't think I would. I don't know. It's not necessarily the garden spot on my must-see list.
Right.
One of the things I was thinking over the weekend is how to respond to all of the things that are being done by this new group, ISIS-K, and the Islamic State, whatever other names they have for militant groups. And the thing that I think ought not to be measured is what we do. If there's some kind of atrocity that's carried out, then you go back and you bomb, you take them. They understand an eye for an eye. That's the only thing that they understand. I'm not usually this aggressive. I don't like the fact that we were there in the first place anyway, but you got to be aggressive. There has to be some response that is strong, because that's the only thing that they get. And so, okay, we got a couple of them what was it, Friday or Saturday, that a couple of people that were...
Yeah, they saw that there was a truck that was loaded up with explosives, because remember, we're, you know, this is what they've promised, that we weren't out of the road or out of the woods yet, and so they've been monitoring or trying to monitor people that are trying to approach the airport to cause more problems and to kill people. But, you know, from what I've heard from all the reports, there are several hundred of these fighters just outside of the outside of Kabul, and they know they're there. I don't know why they don't just drop bombs on all of them, unless they're hiding under the protection of somebody, which we haven't heard. But if they know they're there, just
level them. I'm agreeing with you. Yeah, get rid of them, because they're not going to do anything except cause more trouble. So anyway, I think the extraction of people is supposed to be over. Well, they plan to have all the commercial airliners work until the 31st. They had, you know, the story of the airplanes that American and Delta and United and Aero Transport, the private freight company that has some passenger planes, flying in 747s and 777s, and they just kept going to Guam from Japan. They went to some airbase. What airbase do we have in the Middle East that they were evacuating people from Afghanistan to? I've forgotten.
Well, I know they've been going into Qatar. They've been going into Kuwait. I don't know if it's one of our bases, but they've been definitely going into those places as well.
And then they were flying them. The British Airways planes were flying people into London, Air France into Paris. I don't think the Lufthansa, the Germans are not working. They're not playing this game, I don't think. Are they?
No, Germany has troops there.
But are they evacuating people to go back to Frankfurt and Hamburg and places like that? Are they? Okay. I didn't see that. I saw the list of other...
Most of the other countries have stopped now. Yeah, most of the other countries, and I think most of them slowed down after the attack, although they were a little bit more coordinated than we were at the beginning. So there are still other
states. You mean the other countries were more coordinated than we were?
Well, they had a smaller stake in it too. Like Ireland finished this weekend and they left. So like the smaller
they also took out their people before the military, which wasn't part of the.
So did they send their planes over to pick them up? Did they send over? Yeah, okay. I think it's important to know there was a lot of effort, and most of everybody that people are concerned about, after the people are out of there, who cares what happens in Afghanistan, I think.
If we get attacked with terror, and it'll be
what we needed to do is get out of there, and we have, like it or not. 18 after the hour on the DJV program.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploss.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
After the hour now on the DJV program. Time for us to check in with Jay on the social media side of things to find out what is on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram trending. And sad stuff actually is trending. We'll get to that right after this.
At Boost Mobile, we're giving you a free phone when you switch and all the power that comes with it. The power to access everything humanity has to offer. The power to connect with anyone in the world. The power to order tacos. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A32 5G when you switch to America's largest 5G network. Information, communication, tacos. Now that's power. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers in one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
You can turn the world on with her smile.
I don't know that Ed Asner ever smiled on that show. Did it? It was all left to Mary Tyler Moore? Yeah, no, he was the grumpy editor, right? Wasn't he the editor in the newsroom? Isn't that the role he played? I think it was. Anyway, trending story that's getting most traction, I think, today, Jay, at least at this moment, is the passing of Ed Asner, who was a very good actor. A lot of people didn't agree with his politics. That's okay. Didn't take away. I don't know that I did, but that was the most important part of his life. He was a very good actor, and lots of people were affected by many of the characters that he played. So I don't know that it was. Wasn't he in a wheelchair even? I saw him I think it was Blue Bloods. He played a friend of, was it the old man? The father? I think it was. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay. He had some serious, he could do comedy, he could do drama, he could play the bad guy, then he could play Santa. I know him from Santa in the film Elf with Will Ferrell. He was astounding. 91 years old. Passed away of natural causes.
Yeah.
Plus Cobra Kai and Grace and Frankie and Dead to Me. He's on so many popular shows, like, currently. I didn't see him in a wheelchair, to go back to your question. Yeah.
Maybe he was, but maybe he was just in a wheelchair for that episode of Blue Bloods.
Yeah.
That could have been it. I do remember seeing him in that. So along with the mention of Cobra Kai, him being in that, I see that Cobra Kai has been renewed for season 5. So tell us what that is all about. I don't know. You were talking about it off the air, and I know it's supposed to be a comedy. It has to do with the Karate Kid. Right?
It's a dramedy. Yeah, it's the continuation of the Karate Kid franchise. So Ralph Macchio, who played the Karate Kid, Daniel LaRusso, he's now an adult. He's a dad living in the valley. He's a successful car salesman. And his old nemesis, Johnny Lawrence, from the movies, they both start their own dojos. And so it kind of picks up. So it's the old generation, and then it's the younger kids, too. It's really well done. And Ed Asner played Johnny Lawrence's horrible stepfather. He could play a bad guy really, really well.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been renewed for season 5. Season 4 hasn't even started yet. That just shows you how popular it is on Netflix.
Speaking of popular, Jay, John Stamos has been in the hospital. What's going on with him?
He had a quick elective surgery. He had what's also kind of known as trigger finger. A lot of times guitarists or drummers will get from having that closed hand grip. And it's kind of just where a finger...
He's a music guy? I thought he was an actor.
He is, but he tours with the Beach Boys. He's like the honorary Beach Boy, so he's been on tour with them. And this isn't
forever.
Even his first stint with the Beach Boys. Yeah, he's always been hanging around.
My first concert ever.
Really?
Uncle Jesse with the Beach Boys. Yep.
Yeah, it was cool.
I've seen the Beach Boys a couple of times. I've seen them. All right, that's good to know. 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Chevrolet says that the Silverado electric pickup will drive circles around the competition and will have the addition of available four-wheel steering. It'll turn circles inside them too. The four-wheel steer will allow vehicles to steer all four wheels, enabling increased agility and tightened turning radius at low speeds with improved handling and stability at high speeds. The Silverado EV will go on sale in early 2024. For more automotive tech news, just go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Don't let the credit card companies bully you anymore. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Get off the debt treadmill and stop the harassment. Get free of credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and medical bills. Call now at 800-208-1312 for free information. For about 10 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, too. Get off the endless cycle without having to declare bankruptcy. You'll have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. That's 800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Hurricane Ida made landfall Sunday in southern Louisiana as a Category 4 storm, the impact of 150-mile-an-hour winds and storm surge were lessened where major levee renovations were built over the years since Hurricane Katrina. Louisiana Governor Edwards on Fox News Sunday night.
You have to remember that in Hurricane Katrina 16 years ago, it was really the failure of the levee that caused the worst part of that disaster by far. What I can report tonight is the hurricane risk reduction system, the protection system that has been really very much strengthened in the 16 years since Katrina. By the way, about $14 billion worth of investment there. It's holding up extremely well. as are levee systems, even in Lafourche and Cherbourg Parish. But when you have a storm that is this strong, the storm is actually stronger than Hurricane Katrina.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Now that the embassy in Afghanistan has been evacuated, the Afghans that helped the United States during its 20-year war are pleading to get out or face execution by the Taliban. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
With days to go before the U.S.'s full withdrawal from Afghanistan, there are still thousands of Afghans trying to get out of the country before then. Senator Jody Ernst says that she supports offering more special immigration visas to Afghans who are properly vetted before arriving in the United States. The Iowa Republican tells Fox News that she's worried that the impending deadline will keep many of our Afghan allies from being able to leave.
I introduced legislation that would speed up the process for our special immigrant visas and allow more of those Afghans to come into the United States once they were properly vetted. That is important. We have been pushing on the State Department for months to get this done. They have dragged their feet, and of course now we see the fall of Afghanistan and a very haphazard and hurriedly done withdrawal, which has turned into an emergency evacuation.
Hurricane Ida shut down more than 95% of the Gulf of Mexico's oil production. The Federal Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement confirmed the stop in oil production, with firms suspending 1.74 million barrels a day in oil production in the Gulf. Colonial Pipeline confirmed Sunday it had temporarily shut down two oil pipelines between Houston, Texas, and Greensboro, North Carolina, as a precaution due to the storm. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Monday, the 30th of August. Tomorrow we'll say goodbye to the month of August. Schools are starting a lot of places today. I think, don't you start in Los Angeles today? We do here.
No, it's been we've been in school already for a couple weeks.
Oh, that's right, too, because Miles has been in school for 2 weeks. Yeah, he's going to public school. And by the way, with all that, by the way, this is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner at the ready. The latest conversation around the country about COVID and restricting things. People who have died of this. I don't know whether I'm losing my patience, if that's what it is. Another radio host has died. A fellow who was, I knew both of these guys actually quite well. I remember working with Mark Bernier in Rhode Island. That's where he started. And then he went down 30-some-odd years ago. He moved down to Daytona Beach. And it was on WNDB there for 30-some-odd years. But he'd been on the air for 46, 47 years. Good-looking guy, very temperate, nice man. He died over the weekend of COVID. And he was one on the air. He was more via Phil Valentine. And I'd get, Jay, from you whether there's any more wash from Phil, maybe the fact that he passed. But the weather may have gotten in the way of a lot of people talking about him and what happened. He changed his course in terms of what he said to people after he got COVID and the fact that he died. He had a really bad case. He was on a ventilator, I think, for 3 weeks before he died. I don't know about Mark. He was on a ventilator. I don't know how long he was on it, but he was sick for well over a month. But here's another guy that was on the air. Not that we don't all have the right to say what we think and act as we will, but I just think at this point, to tell people not to get a vaccine with all of the things that are built up, I can understand a lot of reasons for not wanting to get it based on questions, but it seems to me most of the questions have been answered now, or there are certainly more answers than there are questions as to what happens when you either don't get a shot or you do get a shot. The efficacy of I'm getting a third shot. I was going to do it last week, and then I, on Friday, decided not to because if I was sick on Saturday of the wedding, blah, blah. So this week I am for sure going to get it on Friday. And some people say, well, aren't you supposed to wait 8 months? Nah, I'm not waiting 8 months. There are lots of different ways you can get a shot. I think that family people, I see what's happening. My grandson's at school, may have to be closed because they've got 4 or 5 children who have it. And they all, you know, have to quarantine for 8 or 10 days. And the school just opened. Some of the teachers have it. The children have it. It just seems to me that at this point, with due respect to those who have argued against it for whatever the reason, unless you want to live in a bubble, unless you can stay away from everybody and not affect other people. We had a wedding here. We had actually 2 weddings here on my farm over the weekend, and there were probably 400 or 500 people wandering around. And the folks who hosted the wedding didn't ask to have people wear masks. I think most of the conversation about it was that people had all, for the most part, had their shots.
But you're outdoors, so that's okay, right?
Hugging people.
Yeah, but hugging people, that's the thing. You can be outdoors and that's safe, but a lot of people, if you're crammed in, and we've seen this happen at outdoor music festivals now, a lot of cases are popping up, because if you're crammed in outside, you've now created an indoor environment. If you're hugging people, if you're in their personal space, if they can spit on you, you know, when they talk or whatever, I mean, you're still, you might as well be indoors.
Yeah. Anyway, it's just that we may be headed for a shorter lockdown to a point. I don't want that. I probably would resist it, frankly, but I am wearing a mask more. I'm going to get it. It's just me. Everybody does their own thing. I don't really want to hear people criticize others. I don't think that that's, at this point, really very intelligent, frankly. Criticizing others will get you. Everybody makes up their minds. If you decide you don't want to get it, okay. But I don't want to be around you. That's basically how I feel. But if I know you haven't had, and you haven't had maybe you haven't had the, you haven't had, like Jennifer's had it, so she's got antibodies and stuff. But if you just don't want to do it because you don't want to do it, okay. But don't come around and don't be social and don't be forcing your lifestyle on somebody else. And that's kind of what you're doing. If you're staying away from getting a shot or don't wear a mask, I saw this stuff about Florida and where DeSantis says you can't restrict school districts' mask mandates. Why is it that they're so hard and fast on this? If somebody wants to make a man...
I don't think Well, because mandates are mandates, and they're not really.
Well, what do they do? They don't arrest you. They don't put you in jail.
Well, it depends on who's in charge. Yes, I haven't seen anybody go to jail. There are businesses who have been completely shut down in California because they chose not to abide by the lockdown order.
Who shut them down?
Time
did the police shut them down?
The government. The local government.
Who's
did.
The government?
The police arrested.
The police arrested the owners.
Right. I mean. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, that's different, though, from the mask mandate. Because, and Doug's right, I don't know a single person who's ever been arrested or even confronted, really, for not wearing a mask.
Well, I know people
have
been
to a store.
Yeah,
right.
They're
no, I mean, by police. I've never seen a police. I have never seen any cop.
No, I don't mean that. I'm talking about people in general. Just
that's different. Oh, no, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about authorities.
Typically, what's been happening, at least where I live, is that they won't arrest you for not wearing the mask, but they will kick you out of whatever store you're trying to go to and then arrest you for not following those orders. So it is happening for sure. It's just, you know, how are we calling it? And so a lot of times what will happen, people don't, if you're not wearing a mask, like walking down the street, it's unlikely that people are going to come up and arrest you. But if you try to go into a store without a mask and then the manager calls security or calls the police, there have absolutely been people I've heard about in California who've been arrested for that. So
wow.
I think it, you know, I think it depends on where you are, who's enforcing it. I know, like in L.A. County this last time around, the sheriff said we are not going to be enforcing a mask mandate because it wasn't along the guidelines of the CDC. They had actually operated outside the guidelines of the CDC. So I think it really just depends.
Well, it's we're a different period because of social media as much as anything else. And the focus on what may or may not be the truth or where people get their information, I think that's dodgy. I noticed that the Israelis have started to offer boosters to everybody in their country that's over the age of 12. And I think even though everybody's been vaccinated, see, this is what I don't get. They've seen a surge in COVID cases from the Delta. But isn't that isn't that supposed to be at least partially covered by these shots, by the vaccinations that we've had so far?
Well, we don't know because these are the shots, because Israel got shots in people very early on. So, and that was before Delta became a thing. So the vaccines were not formulated to tackle Delta just because it didn't exist then. Mm-hmm. So Israel's now finding that if they do a third shot when they're testing everyone's immunity levels, if they felt that Pfizer specifically, which is one of the ones they use the most, if that dropped to like 60% or 70%, I mean, the data seems to be, you know, arguable. Yeah. But with the third shot, it bumps you back up to almost 100%. So that's why they said their mortality rates are already plummeting because they've started those third shots.
Right.
They're about a month or two ahead of us. And I know that, you know, like the CDC and Fauci have been watching what Israel's doing because they're very organized. They have a centralized medical system, which means they have access to everyone's records at the touch of a button. Unlike here, where, you know, people have private, people have public, it's a whole thing, and no one reports on the same level with the same speed. So it's a lot harder for us to actually have the data that other countries have. It's kind of one of those, you know, few examples of where, you know, centralized medicine is actually more advantageous to have that system just because you get faster data.
I wish that we weren't dependent. I would like to have a new face, though, on whoever was making the announcements. I really think that Fauci's run his course, and it's time for another face, because I think people would take it more seriously if there was somebody new that you could, you know, that you could hang your hat on.
Trustworthy, I think.
In a manner of speaking, yeah. The DJV program, you can hear the DJV show on demand, hear what's trending, listen to the DJV show podcast, wherever you find your favorite podcast, that's the deal. Podcast galore all over the place, and you can catch up with what we're talking about, including something new called Doug's Dirt, after this.
Do you suffer from lower back pain, knee pain, foot pain, or fallen arches? Do you? If yes, just stop and write this magic word, G-Defy, G-D-E-F-Y. What is G-Defy? G-Defy is the footwear designed by Gravity Defier Medical Technology with the worldwide patented VersoShock sole. Their shoes are clinically shown to relieve pain by a double-blind clinical study conducted by Olive View UCLA Medical Center. You can try a pair for 30 days. with free corrective fit orthotic inserts. If you're not satisfied, just return the shoes for a full refund and keep the free orthotics as a gift. Put an end to suffering. Save $20 and get free shipping from Gravity Defier when you go to gdefy.com/radio and use code radio. That's gdefy.com/radio, code radio. You have nothing to lose but your pain.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using, at MyPillow.com, the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
All right, 47 after the hour. Something new today, Doug's Dirt. Now, the ladies are going to try to convince you that the discussion will be about the farm or will be about what's in the soil. Do we have too much of one thing and not enough of another? But, surprise, surprise, Doug's Dirt is going to be about people doing strange, unusual, and annoying things. So the first episode of Doug's Dirt is a focus on Rudy Giuliani shaving while having a bowl of lobster bisque at the airport at JFK.
I feel like you would do this.
You think I would do this?
The video
is like
really
is
gross.
Something you would do.
I don't
actually.
Bring.
Like,
I don't shave in public.
And, like shave.
No,
and,
no. I don't. No,
I mean, the bathing in the pool, I'm with Jen. I could kind of see this not being outside the scope of your judgment. So,
really?
Yeah, but this video, I mean, he was in the Delta One lounge at JFK. I
no,
don't know if
totally
I saw the video.
Gross.
Yeah. And he's sitting at the table eating, and then he just whips out an electric shaver and just right over his tray of food just starts shaving his face. And everyone's looking around filming like, and there was a bathroom right next to where he was. It was just, it made no sense. It was really gross. And to have, and to be that rude and inconsiderate of the server who has to clean up after you and clean up your disgusting whiskers mixed in with your lobster bisque. I mean, it's just, it's vile. It's so vile.
What happened to the chocolate brownie
hair
though? He
soup.
Had a chocolate brownie. What happened to that?
What if you complained that there was hair in a soup?
Right, exactly. I want my money back. The soup was cold and there was hair in it. After all, I can't have that. So, okay, so those are the sorts of things that I think will be in Doug's Dirt. Ready? That sort of thing, I think. There was a Gwyneth Paltrow story also. She does things that are kind of a little wacky, right? Under the circumstances, she's teaching people about eating habits. And the sorts of things that she tells people to eat or suggests that they eat are a little, well, they aren't mainstream. Actually, when you look at it, her diet and the things that she suggests are really very good, very healthy things. But, you know, there are a few every once in a while. There's some kind, like a broccoli burger. Who's going to eat that? Doug's Dirt, 10 before the hour.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Three past the hour, Monday, Tech Talk time. It's the 30th of August. Jennifer doesn't need to be involved in this because Victoria shines here. Tech Talk and the focus first on Facebook and TikTok and Reddit. That sounds like a law firm. It's Facebook, TikTok, and Reddit. Yes.
Right.
What's going on?
Well, it is funny that you mention a law firm because legally all three of these platforms are dealing with a lot of issues that will probably end up in court. And so all three platforms have waves of content about ivermectin. Now, we talked about ivermectin last week. It's an anti-parasite drug, very common in treatments, very common to be used in cows and horses.
Yeah, right.
Occasionally, depending on the type of parasite a human may have, in obviously a much smaller dose than a cow or a horse would get, ivermectin is sometimes used in humans. It, because of a paper, essentially gets traced back to, there was a research paper that was put out early on in the pandemic. It had all kinds of plagiarizing comments and basically a cut and paste. It was really, it never even made it to get published. It was in the pre-published status, and so it never made it farther than that because of all the plagiarizing and the inaccuracies. And for whatever reason, anti-vaxxers took that as gospel and ran with it and said ivermectin can cure COVID, it can prevent COVID, and all this stuff. Now, all of those types of misinformation are on TikTok, Reddit, and Facebook. And on TikTok, there are videos, some of which have actually had more than 1 million views, promoting ivermectin as a treatment using the hashtag ivermectin for COVID and ivermectin works. TikTok has basically been trying to remove these videos as much as they can for violating community guidelines. And so the hashtag ivermectin tag is still up, though a lot of the videos are now from actual healthcare professionals debunking this misinformation and saying, don't take this. Do not try to get your doctor to prescribe it. A lot of pharmacies are now reporting to the states, to their respective states, that doctors are prescribing this stuff, and not necessarily, you know, medical doctors, but anyone else who has an ability to write scripts, you know, chiropractors, things like that. And so it's becoming very, very controversial. Facebook, as we know, has had a major issue with misinformation throughout the entire election period and the pandemic, and so they are trying to do the best they can, they say. Facebook said that they remove content that attempts to buy, sell, donate, or ask for ivermectin. So that's one thing apparently they've seen an uptick in. The public and private anti-vax groups are still trying to dodge this moderation. They're using euphemisms like IVM or moo juice for cows for ivermectin. So all three of these sites and other social media sites, as we know, Twitter is also in here. Instagram, not as bad for some reason. Instagram seems to be, I mean, there's plenty of misinformation. It just doesn't seem to have the issues that TikTok, Reddit, Facebook, and Twitter have. So, again, please use common sense. Do not get your medical information from a social media site. Don't get it from Facebook. Don't read something on a subreddit and think that, you know, now you're more informed than the nation's and the world's leading health experts. Please do not think that about yourself, because you're not qualified.
All right, coming up in a moment,
bottom line.
A big suit against DoorDash and Grubhub. That's up next here on Tech Talk.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
All right, so what's going on with DoorDash, et cetera?
Well, the city of Chicago has sued food delivery services DoorDash and Grubhub for using deceptive and unfair tactics that hurt restaurants during the coronavirus pandemic. Several lawsuits are saying that they falsely advertised delivery services for these restaurants without their consent. They charged misleading fees to customers. They hid the costs that they added on to meals. You have to really be careful. If you're going to order from Grubhub or DoorDash, I would actually, my best recommendation, go to the actual restaurant's website first, check those prices, and compare them so you'll see if you're getting gouged.
All right, there it is. That's the word from Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.